Frank pushed open the door and stepped into the warm and smoky saloon. A blast of cold air entered with him, and a number of heads turned as the air hit them. Most turned back to their cards, conversation, or drinks. A few did not. Among those watching Frank were two tough-looking men standing at the end of the bar and two young men seated at a table. Frank saw one of the young men mouth Morgan to the other.
Damn, I could handle the two manhunters. I didn't count on the two punks.
Maybe there were nothing but a couple of loudmouths, but Frank doubted it. He had a strong feeling the two young men were hunting a reputation. Frank walked slowly to the nearest spot at the bar and waited for the very reluctant bartender to walk over. Frank finally called for a beer.
Barkeep, beer, please.
Just wait your turn, Morgan. You ain't nothing special around here.
Frank ignored the punk.
You hear me, old man?
I think he's deep.
Frank sipped his beer and remained silent. Frank cut his eyes and watched as the town marshal walked in and stepped to one side, staying in the shadows close to the front door. No one in the big room seemed to notice as the marshal remained silent and watchful. The two bounty hunters at the far end of the bar watched Frank but made no hostile moves. The older of the two seemed slightly amused at the antics of the loud-mouthed young men. Frank rolled a cigarette and popped a match into flame with his left hand. His right hand remained a few inches from the butt of his .45 as the younger bounty hunter called out to him.
You're a long way from home, Morgan.
Frank looked at him but said nothing.
I heard he turned yeller, hung up his guns, and was squatting in a shack up north of here.
Shut up, Max, before your butt overloads your mouth.
I ain't broke no laws, Marshal. You ain't got no call to come down on me.
I'm trying to save your life.
From this old wore-out, gray-headed has-been? Don't make me laugh.
You hear me, old man?
Suit yourselves, boys. You've been warned.
The older of the bounty hunters moved a few feet from his partner, stepping from the bar.
You're gonna sling shit, boys. The outhouse is through that door behind you.
Shut up.
Frank waited.
Morgan. Look at me, Morgan.
Frank cut his eyes.
I'm thinking it's time for me to call your reputation.
Frank smiled at that. Using his left hand, he raised his beer mug and took a sip.
Did you hear me, Morgan?
Everyone in the room did.
Well?
Well, what?
What are you gonna do about it, damn you?
Nothing.
You're a coward, Morgan.
And you're a fool, whoever you are.
Huh?
And hard of hearing, too.
The young man the marshal had called Max stood.
I think I'll just buy into this game.
This is no game, boy. I advise you to sit down and think about that.
I don't take no orders from you, Morgan.
Suit yourself, boy. It's your life.
He cut his eyes to the manhunter.
What's your name?
Phil. My buddy's name's Ned. Why?
Something has to be carved on your grave marker. Or markers.
You smart-ass son of a bitchin' old fart of a geezer.
He stepped further away from the bar, his hand hovering near the butt of his pistol.
You ready, Morgan?
For what, Phil?
Damn you, Morgan, you know what.
Tell me, my memory's getting real bad in my old age.
What does it take to make you fight, Morgan?
Hell, I didn't come in here looking for a fight. I came in here for a quiet drink and some intelligent conversation. I found my drink. I'm still looking for intelligent conversation.
Phil thought about that for a few seconds.
Are you calling me stupid, Morgan?
Well, now that you mention it, I guess your mental capacity resides in the general vicinity of that description.
Shit! You sorry piece of coyote crap, Morgan! I don't need to take that kind of talk from nobody!
Well, Phil, old partner, I guess you'll have to take it. Because if you pull on me, I'm gonna kill you, and that's the way it is.
Take it outside, boys.
Too cold out there. Wind is picking up. It's mighty harsh. I like it in here.
Well, now I reckon you've made it clear where you stand, Morgan. You've threatened to kill me. I've got to pick up the challenge.
Only if you're a fool.
By God, I wouldn't take that insult from nobody.
Max stepped away from the table. Frank stepped away from the bar. there was little time left for conversation.
I'm not talking to you, boy. You best sit your butt back down in that chair and be quiet.
I don't take no orders from you neither, old man. You hear that?
Yeah, I heard it, kid.
Frank did not take his eyes off Phil.
I'm calling you, Morgan.
Your mama's calling you, boy. Was I you, I'd think about that.
To hell with my mama and to hell with you.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself for saying that about your mother.
I've had all this crap I'm gonna take. Draw, Morgan.
Max went for his gun. Frank's shot was perfectly placed, striking the young man in the right shoulder and knocking him back. The pistol slipped from his suddenly numb hand. Max stumbled into a table and put his left hand out for support. The table tilted under his weight and slid out from under him. Max hit the floor and lay there, groaning in pain. Frank stepped to one side and pumped two rounds into Phil, who dragged iron just a second behind Max's unsuccessful effort. Phil staggered backward and tried to lift his .45. His right arm refused to comply with his brain's wishes. Phil squeezed the trigger and the hammer fell. The shot blew off the front part of his right foot. Ned held up both hands.
I'm out of this!
The young man seated with Max followed suit.
Don't shoot, Morgan. I ain't having none of this.
You bastard!
Phil's hands held his perforated belly.
You done killed me!
The barkeep peered over the counter at Phil's ruined foot.
For sure he's gonna save on boots from now on.
Frank slid his .45 back into leather and waited.
That's it.
The marshal stepped out of the shadows and walked toward the fallen Max.
Everybody stand easy.
I'll get the doc.
If he's sober, that is.
Do that. Drag him over here if he's drunk.
Dryness in his throat. He motioned for the barkeep to refill it.
Is it getting dark? I can't see too well no more.
Frank took a sip of his freshly pulled beer and said nothing.
Oh, Lordy, I'm hurting.
Good. Maybe it'll make you think the next time you want to drag iron against someone.
I hate you, Morgan.
I'm brokenhearted, son.
You farts think this is funny? Damn you all to hell!
Don't nobody care about me? I'm gonna die. Don't nobody give a damn.
You got that right. You got my floor all messed up.
The town's doctor came in. He appeared sober, but Frank could tell the man was a boozer. His nose was red as a beet and spider-webbed with broken veins. He knelt down beside Max and ripped open his shirt.
Set him up.
The doctor looked at the exit wound in the young man's back.
He'll live.
Is that all you got to say? Oh, give me something for the pain.
Later. You can stand it, boy. Hell, the way you've been strutting around town, I guessed you were tough as wang leather.
I'm tough, Doc, but I hurt like thunder.
You'll make it.